from Canto 11, Chapter 2, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Nine Yogindras, Text 39. Shinvan Subhadra Nirathanga Paner Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke Itani namani tadarthakani Gayan vilajjo vichareda sangha Shrinvan subhadra nirathanga pane Janmani karmani chayani loke Gitani namani tadarthakani Gayan vilajjo vichareda sangha Gayam vilajjo vichareda sangha Shrinvan subhadra nirathanga paner Janmani karmani chayani loke Gitani namani tadarthakani Gayan vilajjo vichareda sangha Shrinvan subhadra nirathanga pane Janmani karmani chayani loke Vitani namani tadarthakani Gayan vilajjo vichareda sangha Mataji Shrinvan subhadra nirathanga pane Janmani karmani chayani loke Gitani namani tadarthakani Gayan vilajjo vichareda sangha Shrinvan subhadra nirathanga pane Janmani karmani chayani loke Gitani namani tadarthakani Gayan vilajjo vichareda sangha Shrinvan, hearing, Subhadrani, all auspicious, Rathangapane, of the Supreme Lord who holds a chariot wheel in his hand. Janmani, the appearances, Karmani, activities, Cha, and Yani, which, Loke, in this world, Gitani, a chanted, Namani, names, Tadarthakani, signifying their appearances and activities. Kayan, singing. Vilajja, free from embarrassment. Vicharet, one should wander. Asanga, without material association. Translation and purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: an intelligent person who has controlled his mind and conquered fear should give up all attachment to material objects such as wife, family and nation, and should wander freely without embarrassment, hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord, the bearer of the chariot wheel. The holy names of Krishna are all auspicious because they describe His transcendental birth and activities, which He performs within this world for the salvation of the conditioned souls. Thus, the holy names of the Lord are sung throughout the world. Purport: since the holy names, forms and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unlimited, no one can hear or chant about all of them. Therefore, the word Loke indicates one should chant the holy names of the Lord that are well known on this particular planet. Within this world, Lord Ram and Lord Krishna are very famous. Their books Ramayana and Bhagavad Gita are studied and relished all over the world. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gradually becoming famous all over the world. As He Himself predicted, Prithivite Ache Yat Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Haibe Mora Naam. In every town and village on this earth, the glories of My name will be chanted. Therefore, in conformity with the authorized statement of this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Krishna Consciousness Movement emphasizes the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, along with the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, this blissful process of chanting the holy name of the Lord without any material conception is called Sugamam Margam, a very enjoyable path. Similarly, Lord Krishna has described the process of bhakti as Susukham Kartum, very joyfully performed. Srila Lochan Das Thakur has sung Sab Avatar Sar Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process for worshipping Krishna is Keval Ananda Kanda, simply joyful. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada has stated that people in any part of the world can assemble, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, read from authorized books such as Bhagavad Gita as it is, and accept Krishna Prasadam sumptuously, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in Navdeep. To be successful in this program, however, Lochan Das Thakur has warned, Vishaya Chhadiya, one must give up material sense gratification. If one indulges in material sense gratification, surely he will be in the bodily concept of life. One who is in the bodily concept of life will undoubtedly have a materialistic understanding of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, by considering the Lord's pastime mundane, one will come within the category of Mayavad or impersonalism, in which one considers the transcendental body of the Lord to be a creation of material nature. Therefore, the word asanga in this verse is very significant. One must chant the holy name of the Lord without mental speculation. One must accept Lord Krishna as He presents Himself in Bhagavad Gita, wherein He states that He alone is Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that His transcendental form is eternal, Ajopisannavya Atma. Srila Jiva Goswami has emphasized, Yani Shastra Dwara Sat Parampara Dwara Chaloke Gitani Janmani Karmani Cha Tani Shinvan Gayams Cha. If one wants to be successful in chanting and hearing the holy names of the Lord, one must adopt the process as it is coming down in the Sat Parampara, the transcendental disciplic succession. And the Sat Parampara can be identified by reference to bona fide Vedic scriptures. Contrary to the opinion of Uninformed critics, the followers of Krishna consciousness, are not mindless or fanatical. They intelligently follow the system of checks and balances called Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. That is, one must accept a bona fide spiritual master who must in turn be confirmed by the opinion of great saintly persons and revealed scriptures. So, actually we will read the purport up to here only, the first half of the purport. The second will be covered tomorrow. Om Jnanatmirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Parita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Gopal Ji Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So, I'll read the translation once again. An intelligent person who has controlled his mind and conquered fear should give up all attachments to material objects such as wife, family and nation and should wander freely without embarrassment, hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord, the bearer of the chariot wheel. The holy names of Krishna are all auspicious because they describe his transcendental birth and activity which he performed within this world for the salvation of the conditioned souls. Thus, the holy names of the Lord are sung throughout the world. So the names of the Lord are all auspicious, and it's mentioned that when one is chanting the holy name of the Lord, his birth and activities are included within those names. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Navavida Bhakti Purna Nam Haite Hai. Right? Actually, all the nine processes of devotional service are performed just by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So therefore, within the names of the Lord are his birth and activities. That has been pointed out. And one should specifically chant and glorify those names of the Lord or those activities, those pastimes which the Lord performed within this world. Right? And in the purport, the disciple of Rupa says that very famous pastimes of the Lord are that of Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. And now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, they are also becoming very famous. Right? In fact, they will become more famous than the pastime of anyone else because the Lord himself says पृथ्वी ते आछे यत नगर आदि गाम ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार होइबे मेरा नाम. सो देयरफॉर आई थॉट आई लाइक टू ग्लोरीफाई द पासन लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिकॉज द पर्पट इज इंडिकेटिंग दिस एंड ऑल्सो इन कंटेक्स्ट विद द वर्स विच इज हियरिंग एंड चांटिंग ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स पास टाइम. Within the, if you see in the purport, especially it is stressed that one should hear and chant the passion of the Lord which he performs in this world and without material attachment. Right? Gayan vilajjo vichare asanga. So the asanga word also has been explained quite elaborately in the purport. So we will discuss from Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing and chanting about the Lord without material attachments, right? Asanga. So I was just hearing Prabhupada talk yesterday, recorded lecture. So Prabhupada was saying that human life is not meant to increase the facilities, right? Rather it is meant to cut down the facilities. And then Prabhupada gave the example of the six Goswamis. And he said they were all great ministers. They were very situated very opulently, but then they gave up everything. Taktva turnam shesha mandal pati. Right? So they cut down the facility. This was the exact word Prabhupada was using. So we will discuss about. So there is a beautiful section which describes the renunciation of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Especially they are both being absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna and in total detachment. So it said that if anyone, any Vaishnava from Bengal, he would visit Vrindavan, then the associates of Mahaprabhu, they would ask him certain questions, right, after he would come back after visiting Vrindavan. केहाय दिदेशे आए देखी वृंदावन तारे प्रश्न करें प्रभुरा पारिषद गण. राइट, इफ समवन गो विजिट वृंदावन कम बैक द एसोसिएट द लॉर्ड वुड आस्क वेरियस क्वेश्चंस. राइट, इट्स लाइक समटाइम्स समवन कम्स फ्रॉम वृंदावन, वी आल्सो आस्क वेर इज द सोन पापड़ी, राइट, समथिंग लाइक दैट. राइट, सो दे वुड आल्सो आस्क सर्टन क्वेश्चंस. व्हाट वुड दे आस्क? कहां था कह तहा कैसे रहे रूप सनातन, कैसे रहे कैसे वैराग्य कैसे भोजन. सो दे वुड से कह प्लीज टेल तहा कैसे रहे रूप सनातन, हाउ आर रूप एंड सनातन स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन, कैसे रहे कैसे वैराग्य कैसे भोजन, हाउ आर दे स्टेइंग, व्हाट इज देयर अनाउंसिएशन, व्हाट डू दे ईट. कैसे अष्ट प्रहर करेन श्री कृष्ण भजन, तबे प्रशंसिया कहे सही भक्तगण. एंड हाउ दे आर कॉन्स्टेंटली 24 आवर्स अ डे अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो हियरिंग दिस क्वेश्चन द डिवोटी हु हैज विजिटेड वृंदावन, ही वुड रिप्लाई, ही वुड एक्चुअली प्रेज श्रील रूप एंड सनातन गोस्वामी. व्हाट वुड ही रिप्लाई? अनिकेत दुहे वने यत वृक्षगण, एक एक वृक्षेरा तले एक एक रात्रि शयन. सो दे सेड हाउ दे आर स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन, देर आर मेनी ट्रीज इन वृंदावन एंड दे वुड स्लीप अंडर अ डिफरेंट ट्री एवरी डे. सो दे हैड नो फिक्स रेसिडेंस, इमेजिन दे हैड नो, यू नो, नो एड्रेस टू गिव टू एनीवन. If they were to order something from Amazon, you know, they would not receive it. It would be like scary for people nowadays. You can't order anything online because, you know, they are under different tree every day. Right? They have to give address. What address they would give? You know, neem tree in this particular area or a mango tree in that particular area. Right? So, ek ek vrikshera tale, ek ek ratri shayan. Right? Also, you know, we know that They were very careful. They were not sleep under one particular tree. Right? Because even if it is very simple setting, a person may become attached. Right? We hear that in Rishikesh or in Himalayas, there are many caves which are under litigation. Right? The caves in Himalayas are very nirjan, but there are sadhus fighting court cases over the caves in Himalayas. Right? And many caves have been locked permanently because the litigation is going on. Right? So, a person may become attached, you know, even to a very simple setting. So, they were very careful. Ek ek vrikshera tale, ek ek ratri shayan. Under a different tree, they would rest. And then it's mentioned, they would go and beg little food from the houses of Brahmanas. And in this way, they would eat some rotis and some roasted chana. Shushk roti chana chivai bhog parihari. Just some rotis, braj rotis and dry chickpeas. Right? No chutney, achar, pickle, etc. Right? Like if something is dry, we always, you know, keep something in stock in case required, you know, something like that. But there's nothing like that. Shushk roti chana chivai bhog parihari. And then what would they wear? Karoya matraha te kantha chinda bahirvas. Krishna katha Krishna naam nartana ulas. So they would wear, they would all, their possessions, they would have a water pot, you know, water pot. And they would wear just some torn quilt. Right? A simple torn cloth and a torn quilt. Right? Kantha chinda bahirvas. So, if you see, no fixed residence, no good prasad as such, you know, just roti and chana, and torn clothes to wear. Right? Like the basic necessities, we think, at least basic necessities are, you know, roti kapda makan. Right? So, they were not even having these basic necessities of roti kapda makan. Right? Shushka roti, chana, kapda is all torn, and makan is under a tree, and that too under a different tree every night. Right? So not even the basic roti kapda makan they were having. But it's mentioned, Krishna katha, Krishna naam, nartana ullas. They would always be discussing about Krishna, chanting his holy name, and they would be dancing around in great jubilation, nartana ullas. They were so happy. They were extremely happy. So at least, you know, one important lesson we get is that if we are feeling unhappy, it's not that some facilities are missing, right? Because Rupa and Sanatana Goswami would not even have the very basic facilities, right? Which are like, you know, needed by everyone in general, right? So in this way, Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Nartana Ullas. So in this way, because this verse shows how Shinvan Subhadrani Rathangupane Rajanmani Karmani Chayani Loke, right? Gayan Vilajjo Vicharedha Sangha. In a completely detached fashion, they would just be absorbed in Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Nartana Ullas. So, because of this attitude, it's mentioned Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were the object of pride and kripa, right? They were the object of affection and honor for all the solver devotees of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu rayat bada bada bhakta matra, rupa sanatana sabhar kripa gaurav patra. Right? Mahaprabhu, so many bada bada bhakta, Mahaprabhu, many stalwart associates, Rupa and Sanatana were everyone's object of affection, right? Kripa, at the same time, object of great pride. Right? Usually, like a person who is junior, he is the object of affection, usually in this world. And a person who is very advanced, right, he is the object of great pride. But Rupa and Sanatana, they were junior to most of the associates, but because they were so advanced, they were the object of both affection and great pride for associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, when the associates of the Lord, they would ask this question, they would hear this reply, they would hear about their absorption in Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, and their complete renunciation. Ei katha shuni mahantera mahasukha hai, chatanera kripa jahe tahe ki vismay. Right? So they would actually become greatly happy to hear of the renunciation of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, their absorption in Krishna. And he's saying, chatanera kripa jahe tahe ki vismay. Wherever there is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is so wonderful, right? What is so wonderful that not to believe? Right? What is astonishing? By the mercy of the Lord, even if a person doesn't have even the basic facilities, that he can be actually, by the mercy of the Lord, he can be in great jubilation. So there is another beautiful story about Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. How he performed hearing and chanting without attachments. Right? So it's mentioned that Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, in his childhood only he had the opportunity to actually serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, he stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, and the son of Tapan Mishra was Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Raghunath Balya Kaila Prabhu Rasevan Uchishta Marjan Ar Pada Samvahan. And so in the childhood only, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he performed service to the Lord. It specially is mentioned Uchishta Marjan. He would clean the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dine. He would clean his vessels, Uchishta Marjan Ar Pada Samvahan, and he would massage Mahaprabhu's legs. So when he grew up, he desired to visit, right, became a young boy or a young man. He decided to visit Jagannath Puri. And then he came, the story of his visiting Jagannath Puri is described. And he stayed for 8 months in Jagannath Puri. Ashtamasa rahi Prabhu bhatte vidai dila, vivana kariya bali nishedha karila. So the Lord, he stayed for 8 months, and then Lord bade farewell to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and he gave instruction to him. What is that? Vivaha na kariha, bali nisheda kariha. Don't get married, Lord told Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Right? So it is not a general instruction for everyone. It is a very specific instruction to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Right? And Prabhupada clarifies, why did the Lord tell Raghunath Bhatt Goswami? Why did he give this instruction to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami? So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Raghunath Bhattacharya had become a greatly advanced devotee while still unmarried. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see this, and therefore he advised him not to begin the process of material sense gratification. Marriage is a concession for people who are unable to control their senses. Raghunath, however, being an advanced devotee of Krishna, naturally had no desire for sense gratification. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him not to enter the bondage of marriage. So the Lord further told him, but you be responsible, right? You serve your elder parents while they are here. Vriddha madha pita rayai karaha sevan vaishna pasha bhagavata kara adhayan. Right? So go and serve your elder parents who are devotees. And Lord sent him to Varanasi, actually. There his parents were staying. And Vaishnava Pash, go to a learned, pure Vaishnava and study Srimad Bhagavatam under him. Okay? Again, Prabhupada clarifies that why did the Lord ask him to... Lord didn't say, you can stay here only with me. He asked him to go back and serve his elder parents who were devotees. So Prabhupada's again in the purport describes he says Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Raghunath Bhatt, when you return home, serve your aged father and mother who are devotees and try to study Srimad Bhagavatam from a pure Vaishnava. She advised so because his mother and father, they were both Lord Chaitanya's devotees, Anyone who wishes to advance in Krishna consciousness must try to serve the devotees of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have never advised Raghunath Bhatta to serve ordinary parents. But since his parents were Vaishnava, the Lord advised him to serve them. So, the Lord asked him to go and serve. There was one, I had gone to one place and there was one young boy, he met me. He was very inspired by this instruction of Mahaprabhu. Vivahana kariha bali nisheda karila. Right? So, and he approached me and he said, you know, my situation is such and such, etc. He started explaining. He said, but I want to follow Mahaprabhu's instruction. Vivahana kariha. Right? I don't want to get married. So, he was not so advanced as Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and he wanted to escape responsibility. You know, the senior devotees, they all felt that actually he just wants to escape responsibility and is not so advanced, you know, like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, to whom Mahaprabhu gave this instruction. Right? So I said, look, there is another instruction of Mahaprabhu which you may pay attention to. Markad vairagyana kara loke dekhaiya yatha yog vishya bhunja anasakta haiya. Right? So Mahaprabhu said, you don't become a show bottle renunciant. Right? Yatha yogya vishya bhunja. You be situated in your material life, accept, you know, whatever is needed, accept the sense gratification that is needed. Antare nishthakar baye lok vahavar. Right? Mahaprabhu told, this instruction he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami while he was still in the family life. Right? Mahaprabhu said, antare nishthakar baye lok vahavar. You cultivate attachment to Krishna internally while in the society. Be situated just like other people are situated. Like that. I said, so there is another instruction which you probably, that applies more to you than Vyuhana Kariha. Right? Antare Nishtakar Bahi Lok Vahavar. You can be situated in the external household life, but cultivate devotional service within. Antare Nishtakar. And Prabhupada said, this is the way of living in this material world. Antare Nishtakar Bahi Lok Vahavar. Achirat Krishna Tomai Karibe Uddhar. In this way, Lord Krishna will certainly deliver you. Right? And saying this, giving this instruction to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to him and said, once again you come to Nilachal. Right? And saying this, the Lord removed his own kanthi mala and put it around the neck of Raghunath Bhatta. Right? He received such a beautiful gift, great mercy from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he stayed in Varanasi. He served his parents for 4 years. After his parents departed from this world, he again came back to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again he stayed for 8 months. Right? Earlier he stayed for 8 months. Second time he stayed for 8 months in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that again the Lord gave him instruction. Right? So the Lord told him, Amar agya Raghunath yaha vrindavane taha yaya raha rup sanatana sane. So my instruction to you is, Raghunath, you go to Vrindavan and there stay with Rup and Sanatana. Right? So actually he wanted to stay with the Lord only. Right? It was such a blissful experience to stay in the association of the Lord. Right? But the Lord said, no. Right? You can't even have, not just speak of like asanga word which we are discussing, right, hearing and chanting without attachments. So Lord says, you can't have attachment to even your own way of doing things, in your own way of serving. Right? Even Rupa Goswami is mentioned when he met the Lord as Prayag, he wanted to come with the Lord. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a similar instruction. Lord told him, Prabhu kahe, Tomar kartavya amara vachan. He said, your kartavya, Prabhu kahe, tomar kartavya amara vachan. Nikate ase achi tumi yaha Vrindavan. You are so close to Vrindavan, Prayag. So your duty is my instruction. Go to Vrindavan. Right? And later you come to meet me. Right? So therefore you have to execute certain services in Vrindavan. Similarly, the Lord told Raghunath Bhatt that you go and be there with Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Amar Agya Raghunath, Yaha Vrindavane. And then the Lord told him, gave him another beautiful instruction. Bhagavat pad sada lah Krishna naam achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. Right? You always read Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat pad sada lah Krishna naam and chant the holy name of Krishna. Right? So, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he would specially recite Bhagavatam very sweetly. He had great taste for recitation of Bhagavatam. So the Lord told, you recite Bhagavatam and chant the name of Krishna. And soon, Krishna will bestow his full mercy upon you. We can just recite this verse few times. This is a beautiful verse of the Lord. Bhagavat pad sada lah Krishna naam. Achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. Bhagavat pad sada lah Krishna naam. Achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. Once more we'll just recite. Bhagavat pad sada lah Krishna naam. Achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. Right? So, you always recite Srimad Bhagavatam, chant the holy name, and very soon Krishna will bestow his mercy upon you. Right? And saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghunath Bhatt, and it's mentioned that by the Lord's mercy he was enlivened in the ecstatic love for Krishna. And then Lord gave him some more gifts. Right? Earlier he gave him his Tulsi Mala, Kanthi Mala. And now the Lord gave him two more gifts which he had, which were the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. So he gave him 21 feet long, you know, around Lord Jagannath. If you put a Tulsi Mala, you see they have put around the full body of Lord Jagannath. That measures 21 feet is mentioned. And so the Lord gave him 21 feet long Tulsi Mala Mahaprasad. Right? Must be quite huge, right? You have separate baggage for that. Itself. And the Lord gave him a beetle, just the beetle which is offered to Jagannath. So he accepted these two gifts as the Lord's, as his personal worshipable deity, it's mentioned, right? These two gifts were accepted by him as his personal worshipable deity, and he preserved them very carefully. It is mentioned that when he would be chanting the holy names, remembering, right, he would keep these two gifts with him, right, near to him. He would tie them around his neck, wear them around the neck, and he would remember Mahaprabhu that these gifts have been given by the Lord, and he would become immersed in ecstatic love, just remembering those two gifts, right, which were given. And then when he came to Vrindavan, it's mentioned, Rupa Gosai Rasa Bhai Karena Bhagavat Pathan Bhagavat Padite Preme Olaitar Man. So he would, Rupa Gosai Rasa Bhai, right? There would be many devotees who would regularly come together. That is mentioned as Rupa Goswami Sabha. And in that Sabha, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavat Padite Preme Olaitar Man. Just by recitation of Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that his eyes would be filled with tears, his throat become choked, and he could not recite the Bhagavatam. He would have such ecstatic symptoms. Even we see when Gadadhar Pandit would recite Srimad Bhagavatam, tears would come out of his eyes, and his Srimad Bhagavatam was washed away with those tears. You know, the whole ink had faded. And once, His Holiness Jayavadaka Maharaj, he was speaking on this pastime. He said, If the devotees in ISKCON, if they can also cry reading Srimad Bhagavatam, then BBT will publish Bhagavatam with waterproof ink. Right? Like that. So anyway, it's by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had deep absorption in the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would feel that great ecstatic love. Peak swar kanth tate rage ravi bhag. And his recitation of Bhagavatam was very sweet. Peak swar kanth. Right? Just like cuckoo, his voice was like a cuckoo. Pika swara kandra tate rage ravi bhag, ek shlok padite phirai tinachari rag. Right? Every shlok he could recite in 3 to 4 different melodies. Right? And he would not do for demonstration or etc. But just the sweetness of his recitation. Right? He would recite each verse in 3-4 different meters, and each would be extremely sweet. So, actually, you know, the recitation of the verses, singing of the holy name in different melodies, Mahaprabhu says, this actually enhances the relishment of, this helps to taste the rasa of Krishna Bhakti, the relishment of the topic. Right? It's for that purpose, like when we sing Mahamantra in various melodies, it helps us to relish the nectar. And he tells Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami has written very beautiful poetry. So Mahaprabhu told, Aiche kavitva vina nahi rasera prachar. Without beautiful poetic expression, one cannot expand the rasa of Krishna Bhakti, right? The relishment of Krishna Bhakti. Right? So similarly, recitation of verses in a sweet meter, recitation, singing of the holy name in sweet melodies, this all helps to enhance the relishment of Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam. So in this way, Raghunath Bhat, he would serve all the Vaishnavas by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam very sweetly. And also it's mentioned that he took up the service of Govind Dev in Vrindavan, and Govind Dev became his life and soul. And he arranged a temple to be constructed for Govind Dev, and arranged various ornaments, dresses, etc. for the service of the Lord. And especially the two verses are mentioned about his Vaishnava qualities. Gramma vartana shune na kahe jivaye, Krishna katha puja tide ashto prahariyaye. Gramma varta na shune na kahe jivaye. He would never talk any mundane subject matter. Right? Na shune, he would not hear and he would talk. And he would simply discuss about Krishna and worship him day and night. Vaishnave ranindya karma nahi pade kane, sabe Krishna bhajan kare ehi matra jane. And he would not listen to the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Right? Vaishnave ranindya karma nahi pade kane, sabe Krishna bhajan kare ehi matra jane. If anyone would talk about, you know, this person is not behaving well, he is doing this, or he is acting wrongly in this way, etc., he would say, I only know that they are serving Krishna. Right? I do not know anything else. Right? That was his reply. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Raghunath Bhat never did anything harmful to a Vaishnava. In other words, he was never inattentive in the service of the Lord. Nor did he ever violate the rules and regulations of a pure Vaishnava. It is the duty of a Vaishnava Acharya to prevent his disciples and followers from violating the principles of Vaishnava behavior. He should always advise them to strictly follow the regulative principles, which will protect them from falling down. Although a Vaishnava preacher may sometimes criticize others, Raghunath Bhat avoided this also. Even if another Vaishnava was actually at fault, Raghunath Bhat would not criticize him. He saw only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. Right? So in this way, because of his attitude, non-critical attitude, because of his surrender to following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Swami concludes his narration by saying, Mahaprabhu ra kripaye Krishna prema anargal, eite ke kahilu tate chaitanya kripa bal. Therefore, because he attained the mercy of the Lord, Mahaprabhu ra kripaye Krishna prema anargal, there was unceasing love for Krishna he would have in his heart. And thus I have described the effect or the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So in this way, we see the example of so many of Mahaprabhu's associates who were actually absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna without attachments. Okay. Another short story I would like to share of a Brahmana at Srirangam. So sometimes we may think that in order to be absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna, right, which is the only way to become happy actually in this world, right? From this narration we can understand there is no other way. Unless one becomes absorbed in hearing chanting about Krishna, he can't actually have happiness in this world. So we may think, but the situation is not favorable. My situation is not favorable to be absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna. But actually, one particular story shows that how we somehow have to become absorbed while the situation is unfavorable only. Right? Because the situation will never become favorable in this material world. Because we are in the material world. Right? Here, material world is always a waves of miseries, right? This is bhavam buddhi, ocean of material existence. So one wave after another, right? So the waves of, just like in the ocean, the waves will never stop. Right? If one says, if I will set my sail when the waves will stop, right? Then he has to be standing on the ocean only. Similarly, if we feel that I will only increase my absorption once the situation becomes favorable, that probably will never happen. So therefore, there is a beautiful story which shows that how while the situation is unfavorable, while there is a lot of turbulence, one can still become absorbed and happy. Right? Or one can, again, one can still become absorbed and blissful. Right? We may not say sad or happiness, because just recently again, I met one person. And he does a bhandara in Rishikesh. Right? He daily like serves sadhus in Rishikesh. He is above 75. So he was saying, said, I am doing this service and I am having great joy. I am having great anand. He said, this anand is actually beyond the happiness and sadness of this world. He said, this is not sukh and dukkha I am talking of. I am having anand. Right? He said, sukh and dukkha, happiness and distress is all dualities. Right? But because I am doing this service, right, in a holy place, to the holy people, right, I am having great anand in my life, right, at the age of 75, more than 75. Right, like he with confidence says, I am having great anand in my life. Right, I don't know. You know, I said, I can't be so confident like you. You know, like a person who can, very few people in this world can confidently say that I am having great anand in my life, right, beyond sukh and dukkha. So like that. So this is Brahmana at Sri Rangam. Right? The story of Brahmana at Sri Rangam. So his spiritual master asked him to read, right, all 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, right, sitting in the temple of Ranganath. So daily he would come to, right, the temple of Ranganath, and he would daily recite. And it's mentioned that because he was not a great scholar or a learned person, Ashuddha Gita Padena Anandita Mane, he would recite improperly. Right? His recitation was not perfect, but he would recite anyway. Right? And we know how so many people would come and they would laugh at him. They would ridicule him. Look, new scholar. Everyone can come and hear from a great scholar who is sitting here. Right? A new scholar has been born in Sri Rangam. Right? So kind of people ridicule him in various ways. Some would taunt him, etc. Right? Keha ha se keha ninde taha nahi mane. So would laugh at him and somewhat would make ridicule him. Keha ha se keha ninde taha nahi mane. Avishth haiya Gita pade anandita mane. Right? Again, he was absorbed in reading Bhagavad Gita. Right? Just imagine, suppose you sit down to read Srimad Bhagavatam and someone says, great scholar, he just someone comments, here comes the great scholar. Right? One will not be able to read Bhagavatam. One will only be thinking, why did he say it so? You know? Like when anyone pass any comment, then that full day is gone. Right? We can't take out our mind out of that one statement which is uttered right, in some kind of parihas or some kind of, you know, making a fun of a person. So just imagine if someone ridicules or even little bit, you know, jokes, criticize, etc. Can we continue to read? Just imagine, you know, you are about to read or something. And if you were chanting in the morning, what happened previous day? We can't focus because someone has said something, something has gone wrong, right? Previous day also, or previous week, or so on, right? We can't absorb our mind because that thought doesn't go out of the mind. Right? But here is a Brahmana whom people are laughing at, whom people are ridiculing. But somehow his spiritual master instructed him to read Bhagavad Gita. Avishta haiya Gita pade anandita mane. He is absorbed in reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So it's quite amazing example, right? It is very difficult. It's extremely difficult to be absorbed while the situation around is not conducive. And he didn't try to change the situation also. Right? Delhi would come there only. It's not that next day he went to Bank of Kaveri. I said, you know, spiritual master asked him that you know, come to the temple of Jagannath and of Ranganath and recite. He didn't even try to change the situation. Daily he would come to the same place. People would laugh, ridicule. But avishta hiya gita pade anandita mane. Right? So therefore, actually it's a great struggle, right, in this world where it's a tough place. Right? But somehow, we have to find absorption while the situation is unfavorable. Right? It has been shown by, right? We didn't discuss, it's not that in Vrindavan the whole situation was very favorable, right? It's so hot and we know, right? It's not that the six Goswamis executed devotional service under perfectly favorable conditions, right? So the condition of this material world are always unfavorable. So therefore one has to cultivate detachment, right? The word says asanga. So therefore cultivating detachment from the materialistic situation, materialistic ideas, right, material sense gratification, right, all the externalities, one has to find absorption in Krishna, right, as is exhibited by so many of the devotees of the Lord, and then only one can experience, right, ananda beyond happiness and distress of this world. जय ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण